It's the Power FM Brekkie Show. Josh and Maddie here this morning, and Big Brother is back on our screens, and it seems to be
for a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, I know. And people are loving it, and I feel like the challenges are different. They're crazy. There's like little side mission things as well, which are weird.
And all these secret rooms.
So many secret rooms.
It's all happening, but a big player in the game, one of my personal favourites, got evicted last night, which is very sad. If it was up to the public vote, I think he would still be in there.
Yeah.
Talking about Nick, of course. And he joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the kind words. That was nice to hear early in the morning.
That's all right. How was it re-watching the episode last night and seeing how it all played out and seeing the things you might not have known were going on behind other people's closed doors and things like that?
I don't know if it was good timing or bad timing, but I had to catch a flight home from work at 7:45 last night. So I got home and watched the episode at about 11 o'clock. And it was very tough viewing. Yeah.
Do you think if Dan hadn't have taken you to the boiler room in episode one that you would have been in an alliance with him? Like, are you kind of happy he chose you, or were you wanting to maybe play a different game?
Oh, at the time I just wanted to sort of cruise along and just do my own thing, and you know, if an alliance arose later down the track, I probably would have joined it, but I would not change a thing for the world. Dan taking me into that bunker, they were the three best/longest days in there. He's so much entertainment. So
well, this is true. I feel like he's really kind of pushing the series forward. He's a producer's dream. Let's really say it. Now, obviously, it's a bit edited. It's not the Big Brother we were used to many years ago, that it was just kind of raw footage given to us. Is the voice you hear in the house for Big Brother the same as what we hear on the TV, or is it changed and edited?
So they obviously do two sort of back-to-back sort of shifts. They have one guy and then they have another guy, but one of the guys is the actual Big Brother who pretty much does a 12-hour shift every day. So, it's pretty full-on for them. I don't know sort of what happens behind the scenes. We didn't see any of that, but yeah, no, it's not edited as much as what people think, but you hardly see a producer the whole time you're in there as well. So
yeah, right. So what is there anything that we missed seeing that played out that you kind of wished had seen the light of day?
No, honestly, there's not. So 3 days in the house is one episode. Like, 3 days of footage is one episode.
Right.
Like, they sort of just pick the best bits and whatnot. So there's a lot of downtime, which you don't see, like a lot of lounging around and, you know, talking just absolute shit.
Yeah.
they get all the best bits. So no, there actually wasn't anything that was missed.
Okay, fair enough. That's good to know, because I feel like with these reality shows, we're like, I feel like we're missing something. They're creating these storylines, but it seems that might not be the case.
Yeah, and that was one of my big concerns, like applying and going on the show. Like, I just used to sit and watch reality TV and go, oh, that's rigged, or, you know, like, there'd be a producer right there telling them to say this and say that. But it's just a free-for-all. Like, if you're not getting along with someone, like, it's bad luck. Like, you just got to hang in there and stay in the house with them.
So yeah.
It's tough work.
Obviously, the show has changed a lot over the years. Like, for a lot of people, they think of Big Brother as the original kind of one with the public vote every single week. There was only the challenges on the Friday night. If you could go back in time, would you prefer to be on the old version of the show or this current one?
Good question. I think the current one. Honestly, I thought the days were long, you know, on the current one, so I couldn't imagine what the days would have been like on the old one, where you actually weren't doing a challenge sort of, you know, every second day or doing something every second day. The old one, you were just sort of sitting around getting pissed every day, wasn't you?
A little bit. But then at the same time, the old one, you didn't have to take all of your energy to strategize with people and make these alliances and, like, worry about how other people in the house are perceiving you. It was all about the public perceiving you.
True, yeah. No, you're right. There's pros and cons for both, I guess, isn't there? But, I don't know if I would have gone further with the old version. I don't know. But, I definitely enjoyed the new one. It's sort of like a bit of Survivor.
Yeah.
On an island.
in a comfy bed.
Yeah, that's right. Finally, Nick, who do you think is going to win? Your prediction, are you betting on it? Who knows? What do you think?
Dan.
Dan.
Oh, you think Dan.
I really want him to win, and I think he deserves to win. The amount of hand grenades he's thrown in that house for him still to be in there somehow.
Yeah.
He deserves 2.5 million if he wins rather than 250 grand. It will be a hell of an effort, so I'll be cheering him on.
Well,
fingers crossed for you, and you might even get a little bit of that money because you helped him get there a tiny little bit. People can catch Big Brother tonight at 7:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.